Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody, to the second day of November 2016. It's 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time here on the Perspective Power Radio Network. You are tuned in to Attitude of Gratitude. Team Gratitude here with you, which includes myself, Annette Rochelle, and award-winning artist David Martinka. Please find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. You'll find us at blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower. Time for an attitude of gratitude. That just happens to be the title of the show today. And I thought long and hard about it. I really did. When I thought, what time is it? There's a lot of things going on. Huge amount of energy in this world that is occurring at the moment. It's an election year in the United States of America. We're electing a new president. It's also a major time for the baseball world, because you've got the Chicago Cubs, who haven't won a World Series since 1908, playing against the Cleveland Indians, and it's Game 7 tonight. It is going to be amazing. So a lot of people have drawn battle lines, and I gave you the example of the presidential election and a sports game, because the energy that people use is very similar. It's, let's put that other energy down to make us look better. We've got to win. We've got to be on top. We've got to, it's almost like there's no easy way to get through all of this unless you're part of the winning team. And if you're not part of the winning team, then there's something wrong with you or whatever. And that just seems to be the pervading energy. I think it's time for an attitude of gratitude. Regardless of what's going on, regardless of which team you support, regardless of which presidential candidate you support, regardless of whatever is going on, where the battle lines are in your world, your life, it is time for an attitude of gratitude. And I'll tell you why. Because when you step out of that energy, it's a moment. It's a moment in time. We're going to blink, and the World Series for 2016 is going to be over. We're going to blink, and whoever is elected president here this month of November of 2016 in the United States, we're going to blink, and they're going to be out of office, and there's going to be another president. These are moments in time. Some will last a year. Some will last 4 to 8 years. But the idea is we will continue to go on, and we'll have to go on every day after the World Series, after the election, with our lives as they are, without all of that excitement in them. Something has to get us through that. Something has to keep us on course. Something has to keep us on balance. Something has to keep us feeling so good that we enjoy ourselves and our lives, and regardless of what team won or what candidate won, right? It's time for an attitude of gratitude. The attitude of gratitude will bring you to that place, will get you to that level of being able to enjoy your life faster and more sustainably than anything else you can do. You can't buy it. You can't rent it. You can't dig it up in the earth and bring it in and stick it in your home. It's not where you find it. You find it inside of you. An attitude of gratitude is created, grown, and owned by you, regardless of what's going on around you. It's time for an attitude of gratitude. It's time for us to find that energy within ourselves that allows us to access our inner selves and make something really, really wonderful of our lives. So, if it's time for an attitude of gratitude, what's maybe one of the simplest ways that you can begin? Look at anything around you. I don't care what it is. I turn to my right, I see a stack of artwork that I have in a holder. It's making it stand up. It's Like, it's like a cookbook thing. Like when you set a cookbook on your counter and you want to cook with it, you have that little frame with the arms in it that holds it open for you. In fact, that's exactly what it is. And I have all these pieces of art that I've created. And I set them in there so I can look at them, and I kind of move them around a little bit from time to time so I can see different ones. So I look at that and I say, I appreciate that. I appreciate the color. I appreciate the sentiment. I appreciate the joy. I appreciate the hope. I appreciate the positive message. And as I say that, I smile because I really do appreciate it. I appreciate getting to see it. I appreciate that the holder for the artwork has a place to be. I appreciate that it's so close to me. I appreciate that it is something that when I look at it, I become lost in it. And I'm lost in brightly colored, smiling flowers, which is what's on the one page. And on the other one, I'm lost in a dream catcher that I colored in with my pencils and markers and glitter. And then I appreciate behind that are these beautiful woven bamboo curtains, and I appreciate on the other side of that is a marvelous north-facing window that allows me to look out at the pine trees and the sky on the other side of it. That's how you start that attitude of gratitude. Did you see how simple that was? Did you see how simple that was? I merely cast my glance to the right side of me. Not totally, you know, 45 degrees to the right, just kind of like 4 degrees to the right, 5 degrees to the right, 10 degrees to the right. In other words, time for an attitude of gratitude can occur anywhere you are. It can occur with anything that you have around you. If I glance to the left, I see a brand new salt lamp. I love salt lamps. I have a couple, two or three of them. And this one was a birthday gift from a dear friend. And I thought to myself, wow, this is so cool. I love salt lamps. I love the energy they give off. So I look at that salt lamp and I say, I appreciate you, salt lamp. I appreciate that you give me good, healthy air to breathe. I appreciate that you're near to my plants that are sitting there and you're giving them good, healthy air to breathe. I appreciate that you have a soft, gentle glow that lights up my room and keeps me mindful of the fact that there's always something warm and cozy about my life. I appreciate you, salt lamp. That is an attitude of gratitude. Now, the funny thing is, it's time for an attitude of gratitude in this world. But I took time for an attitude of gratitude. Ah, a little double entendre there. It isn't just that the world needs gratitude right now or could use gratitude right now. We can always use gratitude. Trust me, we can always use it. But take the time for the attitude of gratitude. A lot of times we're caught up in the busyness, and I mentioned a couple big events. The presidential election of 2016, which is this month of November, and the World Series. Seven games. It's gone to seven games. The seventh game is tonight, the second day of November. That seems to be busy, busy, busy. Plus we've got our families, plus we've got our work, plus we've got whatever else we're doing, and we've got these major, major events going on. We need to take time for an attitude of gratitude. Why? Because we need the energy, the fortitude, and the personal support coming from within, like the inside of a seed ready to explode into a flower. We need that. We need to find it inside of ourselves because it surely isn't something that's going to materialize outside of ourselves, and especially not with all the chaotic, amazing energy that's going on. And it doesn't even have to be because there's all of these wonderful things happening. We are stepping into the holiday time frame. A lot of holidays in various cultures are already occurring. They have already occurred. And many, many people will have family and friends who pull from all these different levels of celebration. So you may have a family that celebrates three or four different ethnic holidays. You may find a family that celebrates three or four different religious holidays. That's a lot of energy to deal with. That's a lot of stress. Even happy stuff is stressful. Some of the happiest stuff we experience in our lives is right up at the top of the stress scale. And if we take time to develop or own or experience even an attitude of gratitude, it's going to make all the difference in the world as to how these things live in your life, how these things are experienced in your life, how these situations affect your life. Because they are, as I referred to at the beginning of the program, a moment in time. They're just a moment in time. But the attitude of gratitude, when you take time for an attitude of gratitude, and you realize it's time for an attitude of gratitude, become something that you have mastered. So no matter what the little moments in time are bringing, you've got a place you can go. You've got something you can hang on to. You have a way of dealing, coping, owning, and keeping your life together. It is so worth it. It works. I got no reason to lie to you. It works. I got no reason to tell you something that isn't when it truly is. This is your opportunity. This is your chance. This is your time. It is time for an attitude of gratitude. Give it a shot. Just look anywhere around you and find yourself appreciating what you see. I appreciate I have chairs for when company comes to visit. I appreciate I have an indoor toilet. I appreciate I have three indoor toilets with three people in the house. It really helps. I appreciate I have glass in the windows. I use that all the time. But think about it. If you didn't have glass in your windows, everything outside would be inside your house. The reason we have glass in the windows is to separate that, right? Or else we'd just be standing in a lean-to in a park. I appreciate that you listen to the program. I appreciate that you find us at blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower. I appreciate that you find award-winning artist David Martinka, redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. I appreciate that you find me, Rochelle Aben, at AnnetteRochelleAben.wordpress.com. I appreciate that you are formulating your life by finding time for an attitude of gratitude.